Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Alozic moves to second. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-3 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savarin. The throw from Edwards and he is out, Causey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rakow for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Orioles won. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Orioles won. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-3 in the game. Rakow strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-4 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alozic throws the ball into Causey, who tags Roberts trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wyatt now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savarin. The throw from Edwards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11. With the score, the Athletics won, and the Orioles won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 4 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 1. And the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Gentile strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards short. Savarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Adair strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Dick Brown. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Orsino now catching. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for John Wyatt. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 5 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gaines pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alozic. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gaines moves to third. Bill Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is walked intentionally. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Joe Gaines now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-5 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Dick Hall now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-5 in the game. Charles is walked intentionally. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alozic for the out. Lump moves to third. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-5 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Charles scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Dick Hall. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.